Lance Meadow, Jeff Fegels with you here on Giants.com. This is the latest two-minute drill as we are here recapping the Giants' impressive victory over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, 24-10. And, Jeff, the defense really stood out throughout the course of this game. They were extremely opportunistic. They got a number of takeaways. But most important, they slowed down the number one rushing offense in the NFL. Buffalo came in averaging over 150 rushing yards per game, and the Giants slowed them down to just 55 rushing yards.
Well, it's all about attitude. And this defensive line, and particularly maybe the front seven, decided that, you know what, just because you're the number one rushing team in the league, you're not going to be able to run on us. You know, they did it last week against Washington. Then when they were the number one rushing, they came in this week, stopped the run for the Buffalo Bills. And it just comes from attitude and being able to play good technique and know exactly where you're supposed to be on every play.
And they also did a nice job, Jeff, containing a dual threat quarterback in Tyrod Taylor. He was completing 74% of his passes, but he also did a lot of damage on the ground this season.
Well, you know, it all comes to stopping the run and be able to, if they can stop the run on first and second down and get them into unmanageable third down positions like they did yesterday, they were able to force Tyrod Taylor to make some plays with his arms and not his legs. And, you know, he throws an interception, and the fact is that they contained him and they end up winning the football game.
He had 15 rushing yards, Tyrod Taylor. You just mentioned the interception. It was a great play by Devon Kennard.
Well, you know, you just like the development of Devon. He can play so many different positions. He can be on the defensive line. He can play linebacker. And then yesterday, it just goes to show you his versatility out in coverage and being able to make a big play. And this defense has been predicated all year on making big plays.
Well, that other game-changing play was Prince Amukamara, who also has had a knack for taking away the football this season.
Well, you know, every day at practice, this defense practices stripping the football. And on that play particularly, you thought that maybe their forward progress would have been stopped there and they would have called it. But, you know, in practice, they stand the guys up, they strip the ball, and they play where it is. And Prince was able to strip and scoop and make a great play.
And probably the best effort shown by the defense yesterday, Jeff. Early in the fourth quarter, Giants are still up by 13. The goal line stand comes through, and everybody chipped in on that.
Everybody did. And, you know, the fact that you don't get too many of those in a season, those goal line stands, is particularly on the road. So one way to take the crowd out of it is to have a goal line stand. And, you know, one play like that can catapult your whole season and really kind of, you know, put in the taste of in your mouth that, hey, we can be a big-time defense. They showed it yesterday.
DRC and JT Thomas with the big stop. How about Kerry Wynn and specifically Nikita Whitlock, Jeff? If we're to highlight two specific players, they were all over the place.
Well, you know, it's all about effort. And those two young guys are undrafted. And, you know, it just goes to show you that they know that they've been, you know, they've worked hard to be on an NFL roster, and they're going to prove it every week that they belong here.
And thanks to the performance by the Giants defense, they now rank number one against the run heading into week five against the San Francisco 49ers. For Jeff Fegels, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the Giants.com latest two-minute drill.